Hi, everyone. Welcome. You're listening to The Good Stuff, and it's Mike and Kim Burge from Valentine, Nebraska, here to spread a little good stuff to help your day go a whole lot better. That's what we're hoping for.
The Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo coming up the 26th of January through February 3rd. Check it out at blackhillslivestockshow.com. Too many events to mention here, but I'll give you a couple. Some special musical events like Warren Zeter's on February 1st, Chancey Williams with Tyler Halverson on the 2nd. Don't miss the Boots and Beer Festival on February 3rd as well. And it all starts on the 26th of January in Rapid City.
And in today's competitive cattle markets, how do you make sure you get the best price at market? It's simple. You start with the best. Slut and Angus's 36th annual bull sale's coming up Monday, February 12th in Faith, South Dakota. Breeding for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you. They're featuring Man in Black. They've got 115 bulls and 30 heifers from a program with a plan based on sound genetic principles. It's the Slut and Angus bull sale coming up Monday, February 12th.
This year, spend some time with your ranching roots and appreciate what the land has to offer. Sunrises over the pasture, a day on horseback, the satisfaction of a job well done. A fresh copy of the Tri-State Livestock News, packed with everything that you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected to celebrate the ranching life. Visit tsln.com. The Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
There you go, Mike. Hey, what about ordering a pizza today? Do you think that's a good idea?
What kind of pizza are we doing?
Well, let's play this out and see what happens.
Okay. Is this the Pizza Hut?
No, sir. It's Google Pizza.
I must have dialed the wrong number. Sorry.
No, sir. Google bought Pizza Hut last month.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd like to order a pizza then.
Okay. Do you want your usual, sir?
My usual? You know me?
Well, according to our caller ID data sheet, the last 12 times you've called, you've ordered an extra large pizza with three cheeses, sausage, pepperoni, mushrooms, and meatballs on a thick crust.
Super. That's what I'll have.
May I suggest that this time you order a pizza with ricotta, arugula, sun-dried tomatoes, and olives on a whole wheat gluten-free thin crust.
What? I don't want a vegetarian pizza.
Your cholesterol is not very good, sir.
How the heck do you know that?
Well, we cross-referenced your home phone number with your medical records. We have the results of your blood tests for the last 7 years.
Okay, but I do not want your rotten vegetarian pizza. I already take medication for my cholesterol.
Excuse me, sir, but you have not taken your medication regularly. According to our database, you purchased only a box of 30 cholesterol tablets once at Lloyd's Pharmacy 4 months ago, and you haven't had a booster shot yet.
I bought more from another pharmacy.
That doesn't show on your credit card statement.
I paid cash.
But you did not withdraw enough cash according to your bank statement.
I have other sources of cash.
That doesn't show on your latest tax return unless you bought them using an undeclared income source, which, by the way, is against the law.
What the heck?
I'm sorry, sir. We use such information only for the sole intention of helping you.
Enough already. I'm sick to death of Google, Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, and all those other apps. I'm going to an island without the internet, TV, where there's no phone service and no one to watch on me or spy on me.
I understand, sir, but you need to renew your passport first. It expired 6 weeks ago. Okay, that might be frightening.
That's a little bit scary, isn't
it? Yeah, that is indeed.
Okay, before I unplug the internet, what else do you have today?
Okay, that sounds good, Mike. I've got a cowboy's guide to life. I've been sharing some of these. They come from Sally Katz, a friend of Glendive, Montana. And so thank you so much, Sally, for sharing these. And I thought you'd enjoy hearing a few more. Forgive your enemies, it messes up their heads. I thought that was good. Don't sell your mule to buy a plow. Now that's good thinking. Do not corner something that you know is meaner than you.
Good advice.
Very good. And here's another cowboy's guide to life. It doesn't take a very big person to carry a grudge.
Okay.
Don't forget, you cannot unsay a cruel word. Every path has a few puddles, and we're going to wrap up this cowboy's guide to life with, when you wallow with pigs, expect to get dirty.
Sound advice there. If you have some things to share with us here in 2024 for the good stuff, send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to the good stuff.